Buckle up, folks. What happens when a scrappy online bookstore mutates into a trillion-dollar machine that swallows retail, cloud, and half the internet's backbone? Welcome to the world of Jeff Bezos. Vixie here, feeling fired up today. Look, we're diving straight into the belly of the beast. Jeff bloody Bezos. Or, as he says it himself, Bezos. And yes, I checked, because I'm not about to butcher a name when I'm busy butchering the myths. Quick lay of the land, the man's stats. Born Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen in Albuquerque in 1964. Mum Jacqueline was 17. Dad Ted Jorgensen was a unicyclist. Yeah, a unicyclist. Unbelievable, but not surprising. A couple years later, Mum marries Miguel Mike Bezos, and he adopts 4-year-old Jeff. So the surname switches to Bezos. Family moves to Houston, kid hits Montessori early, messes with gadgets, reportedly rigs an electric alarm to keep his siblings out of his room. I mean, respect where it's due, that's petty engineering at its finest. Summers on a Texas ranch with his grandfather Lawrence Preston Gies. Hands-on fixes. Build it, break it, build it again. High school in Miami, valedictorian in 1982. Even then, he talked about moving people off Earth and turning the planet into a national park. I swear the man called his shot early. Then, Princeton. Starts in physics. Pivots to electrical engineering and computer science. SEDS nerd in chief. A 4.2 GPA. Phi Beta Kappa. Tau Beta Pi. Yeah, no, the man has receipts. Fast forward. He hits Wall Street at D.E. Shaw after a couple gigs at Fitel and Bankers Trust. Sees this tiny little note that the web is growing 2,300% a year and says, mate, let's go. In 1994, he quits. Road trips cross-country, writing a business plan with then-wife Mackenzie Scott. Lands in Bellevue, Washington. Garage, desks made of doors. Companies briefly called Kadabra, then Amazon, like the big river because scale. Parents toss in roughly 300 grand. He tells early investors there's a 70% chance this thing fails. That's not bravado, that's high stakes honesty. From books to everything. IPO in 1997, expands to music and video by 1998, buys rivals like it's a clearance sale. Then the dot-com hangover hits. 2000 to 2002, brutal. Amazon's borrowing billions, laying off staff, nearly runs out of cash. And here's the twist. In 2002, they plant this tiny seed called Amazon Web Services. At first, it's just wrangling data. By 2003, they squeak out a profit. And over time, AWS becomes the cash printing engine that floats Prime, Alexa, logistics, the whole fever dream of e-commerce. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? Because it works, that's why. 2007, Kindle drops, and suddenly books live in your pocket. In 2013, he personally buys the Washington Post for $250 million. Not Amazon money, Bezos money. That same year, AWS wins a $600 million CIA contract, and every CIO in America goes, fine, we'll move to the cloud. Meanwhile, on the space front, Blue Origin founded in 2000. 2015, New Shepard goes up and comes back down with a vertical landing. 2021, Bezos himself flies on NS-16. Say what you want, the rockets work. In 2018, Amazon caves to pressure and sets a $15 minimum wage in the US. That's what I'm talking about. Push a giant hard enough, and sometimes it budges. He steps down as Amazon CEO in 2021 and becomes executive chairman. Andy Jassy from AWS takes the hot seat. Meanwhile, Bezos is juggling the Earth Fund for Climate, Bezos Academy Preschools, investments through Bezos Expeditions, and co-founding Altos Labs in 2021 to poke at longevity. By 2026, Bloomberg and Forbes peg his net worth near $284 billion. Jesus Christ. Important people in the orbit, right? Mackenzie Scott, integral in the early days, wrote checks, ran ops, later becomes a philanthropic tidal wave. Mike Bezos, the dad who adopted him, the steady engineer. Grandpa Gies, the ranch and the grit. Andy Jassy, the cloud lieutenant turned CEO. Amit Agarwal, the guy Bezos sent to India with billions to try again after losing China to Alibaba. And yeah, Lauren Sanchez, they tied the knot in 2025. Also Yuri Milner on Altos, Mark Bezos, the half-brother who appears now and then. The family's tight, whether you like the Empire or not.
Now for the messy bit. Did his management style create genius or a pressure cooker?
Brad Stone's reporting in The Everything Store paints an adversarial culture. Sharp elbows, harsh feedback, teams pitted against each other. Amazon pushes back, says it's about high standards, customer obsession, measurable results. To be fair, the output is undeniable. AWS dominance, logistics that run like military ops, a device ecosystem, and a storefront that makes mom-and-pop shops sweat at 3 a.m.
But listen, in 2018, Congress pokes at recognition, their facial recognition tool. Privacy, accuracy, civil liberties, all on the table. The same year, Bernie Sanders slams Amazon with the Stop Bezos Act, framing worker reliance on food stamps. Amazon counters the stats, and weeks later, boom, a $15 minimum. Meanwhile, Trump tweets accusing Amazon of tax dodging and abusing postal routes. Send the stock down 9%. Analysts call an antitrust case a long shot. The culture of push, push, push gets results, but at what cost? High churn, pressure, the whole move fast ethos that breaks more than just things. That's society for you.
My take. A brutal culture can make diamonds, but it also crushes coal that could have been stars. The reason Amazon won is not just cruelty, it's systems thinking. Betting early on infrastructure. Cloud before sexy, logistics before glory. It's the unglamorous grind necessary, but yeah, it leaves marks. If you deny that, you've never run anything bigger than a bake sale.
Personal tangent, because I've had it with this fucking nonsense that risk is optional. Years back, I'm at a radio shop, sleepwalking through the same top 40 sludge. I pitch a format flip. Harder edge, late night live sets, local bands in rotation. Bosses say that'll tank the sponsors and listeners will bail. I say, call me when people grow a spine. We flip. First month is rough. Phones light up with angry grannies. By month three, advertisers we actually want start knocking. By month six, ratings are up. By month 12, we owned the night. Bold moves feel dumb until they work. Then suddenly, everyone's a genius in hindsight.
So yeah, I get the Bezos thing, the bet the farm day one forever vibe. But mate, there's a line between relentless and ravenous.
Owning the rails of commerce, the servers powering half the apps on my phone, a newspaper that shapes narratives. That's a level of consolidation that makes me itchy. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Power without guardrails invites abuse.
In the end, Bezos is the blueprint for first principles capitalism. Catch a 2,300% wave, build infrastructure, pull future forward. He grew up on a ranch, learning to fix things with what you have, then built a company that gives everyone on Earth a buy button and a data center. Hell yeah, now we're talking. But don't confuse outcomes with virtue. Innovation doesn't excuse everything. Pay people right, respect their time. If your culture breaks, folks, your P&L is just a well-lit crime scene.
All right, let's land this rocket. Bezos the kid with an electric door alarm becomes Bezos the man who lands rockets and bankrolls planet-side projects. Earth Fund, preschools, biotech, the post. Fine. But the real flex isn't crossing the Kármán line. It's building a world where ambition doesn't require breaking people. Respect where it's due and pressure where it's needed. Do both or get the hell out of the way.
There, now you know better. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. Come back tomorrow and bring a helmet. We're turning it up again.